It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters.
On the Little Things in Life, brought to you by Final Net, gives your hair a great long-lasting hold.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way,
with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night.
And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning.
What's the matter? It's not a good morning?
Debbie did not come home.
She didn't come home?
She did not come home. I haven't slept a wink all night.
Well, why didn't you wake me?
I didn't see any point in two of us worrying. You've got to go to work today. I thought you needed your sleep.
Are you sure she said they were all getting back last night?
I don't remember that she said. Naturally, I assumed a weekend of skiing meant she'd be home Sunday night. She has school today.
Yeah.
Oh, here, dear. I poured your coffee so it would cool off a bit.
Oh, thank you. Didn't come home, huh?
We should never have let her go, Bob. Never. Should never have let you and Aunt Maggie talk me into letting her go. Remember, I said no right from the start.
Honey, Debbie is nearly 17.
She is still 16. And I don't care how modern times are supposed to be, the idea of a bunch of kids going off for a skiing weekend unchaperoned.
Peg, I'm afraid the word chaperoned is going out of the vocabulary.
I'm afraid so. Yes, I'm also pretty old-fashioned, despite the fact I like to think of myself as being very up-to-date.
I don't expect many parents are very up-to-date, not if they really care what happens to their children. Hey, it's funny tasting orange juice this morning.
Oh, we ran out. I put some grapefruit juice in it. Wouldn't notice.
Well, where's Aunt Maggie? Usually she's the first one up.
Well, she heard me wandering around the house in the middle of the night. She couldn't sleep either. So we sat downstairs and worried together. What do you think has happened to Debbie and the others?
Well, frankly, I suspect the weather conditions up north worse than here. Northern Vermont and New Hampshire always get worse weather than we do here in Beckett. Maybe snow, road conditions.
She could have phoned.
I thought you said Clark's grandparents' lodge didn't have a phone.
Don't they have any neighbors with phones?
Peg, dear, I don't know. We just have to trust Debbie.
Well, as you said last week when she wanted to go, it's not a question of trusting Debbie. You said, could we trust Clark?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Shall I call the Bowmans? Jennifer was one of the other girls who was going. I could call Mrs. Bowman and just casually ask if she's heard anything, you know?
Yeah, well, sure, yeah, but what if Jennifer got home?
What do you mean by that? I don't know what you mean.
Well, there were two cars, or three. What if some of the kids got back home and Clark and Debbie still haven't returned?
Well, they haven't.
You're not getting my point. If the rest of the kids are back, do we want the Bowmans to know that our daughter is, still somewhere with Clark overnight?
Oh, yes, I see. Well, they were all overnight at the place for a whole weekend. Who knows what went on? Since the Bowmans let Jennifer go, they must have known the circumstances, too.
True, true. Well, I don't care. Call Mrs. Bowman.
Where do they live? Beckett Woods, I think. Let's see.
Any blueberry muffins left?
Yeah, in the bread box. Can't find any Bowman listed at all.
I don't think it's Bowman. Isn't it Bowman, B-O-H-L-M-A-N?
Bowman, B-O-H-L, yes, here it is. You don't think maybe we should call the state police instead?
Oh, no, why drag the police into it?
That could have been some terrible accident.
I had the local news on this morning, and there was no terrible accident. Anyhow, Debbie always carries identification. The police would have called us.
Well, that's a pleasant thought. Bowman, 8703.
Dear.
I don't think it's another.
What are you doing?
Calling Mrs. Bowman.
No, you just dialed four digits.
Yeah?
You can't dial just four numbers.
Yes, I can, to make local calls here in Bega. Just the last four numbers. You didn't know that? We've lived here all these years and you didn't know that?
No, no.
Sure, dear. All you need to do is dial... Hello? I'm Mrs. Bowman? This is Peg Baxter. Debbie's mother? Yes, we were expecting Debbie home last night from the skiing weekend, and since she's not here yet, we were wondering if you'd heard anything from your Jennifer. Oh? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Debbie said Jen was going too. Oh, no. No, I'm sure everything's fine. We're not worried. We were just sort of wondering if, All right. Goodbye, Mrs. Bowman. Jennifer Bowman did not go on the trip.
Debbie said Jennifer was going. I remember her saying it.
I know. Well, Debbie lied to us.
Huh.
Gives you a funny feeling, doesn't it, to realize your very own child has lied to you?
Yeah, it sure does. Mrs. Bowman must realize it, too.
Oh, Mrs. Bowman said to me, why? She said, no, my husband and I would never have allowed Jennifer to go off on an unchaperoned weekend. You can imagine how I felt, honestly.
Uh-huh. Where'd you say the blueberry muffins were?
Bread box. Sit still. I'll get them for you.
You don't think Debbie'd elope, do you?
No.
She's awfully crazy about that boy.
Oh, she was saying just the other day she'd never elope. She wants a big wedding, she said, when she gets married. I think we made a mistake. We should have followed our first instincts and not let Debbie go. Being unchaperoned is asking for trouble.
Oh, look, for Pete's sake, being chaperoned isn't all that great. It doesn't mean a thing, really. We had chaperones at all our fraternity parties, and always, without fail, it was the chaperones who got drunk as hoot owls and wouldn't have known what was going on anyway.
Well, things were going on then. You said so yourself.
Well, you're in college.
So, with all the sex and magazines and movies nowadays, there isn't anything the teenagers in high school don't know about. Probably the grade school kids, too. Even kindergarten kids can look at pictures if those magazines are lying about.
I thought you were getting me some blueberry muffins.
Oh, got over here at the bread box. I couldn't think what I was doing here. Yes, here, dear. Here, I've got my mind on one thing.
Somebody put the butter away last night. It's hard as a rock.
Well, I know. I did. I meant to leave it out. I'm sorry. Supposing Debbie... Well, supposing something happened and now she's in a state of shock or she's ashamed to come home or she's hysterical...
Whatever she is also home. Look
what?
Out the window. Isn't that Clark's car just turning into the drive?
Yes. Boy, do I want to talk to her.
Why do I want to talk to him?
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color, and it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now, except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
What I want to know is, why didn't Clark come in the house with you?
He wanted to, Daddy. I told him not to. I didn't want you to jump on him.
Oh, that's nice. That's the reputation I have. Since when do I jump, as you put it, on your boyfriend?
Well, you're all ready to do it right now, and you haven't even heard what happened.
Debbie's right, dear, and we certainly do want to hear what happened. First of all, did you have a good time?
No.
No. What do you mean?
What's the matter?
Huh?
First of all, they could all ski better than I can, so they just left me and went up on the big slopes.
Well, you probably have to take some ski lessons, Debbie.
Well, as a result, I was the only one who did all the cooking. I was getting the meals ready while they were all out having fun.
You did the cooking? What in the world did you fix?
Oh, hot dogs, hamburgers, pizza.
I thought you told us you were getting home last night.
Well, we were supposed to, Daddy, and everybody else did except Clark and me.
You were alone up there with Clark?
Yes, we were left alone to do the dishes and clean up the mess that everybody just left. They didn't help with one thing. They just packed up their sleeping bags and ski equipment and took off for home. Clark said that we couldn't leave the place like that because his grandparents would be furious.
Well, that's for sure.
So we did the dishes and swept up, and by then it was dark and it started to snow. Clark thought we should stay, but I had had it. I want you to get home.
Maybe you should have stayed. You might have got caught in a snowstorm. The car's stuck in a snowdrift or something.
Oh, yeah. I knew a mother would have had to say if we stayed up there alone.
Oh, now, Debbie.
Well, you would.
Look, I'd rather you were ruined, as they say, rather than freeze to death.
Peg.
Well, what were the sleeping accommodations up there?
Everybody had sleeping bags.
That's not exactly what I meant.
Look, could we find out where you've been all night?
Driving down. Clark took the wrong turn in the snowstorm and we got lost and had to go back. Finally, we found this all-night diner and stayed in there for a couple of hours just getting warm and having something to eat.
Well, there must have been a phone. I sat up all night waiting.
Mom, if I knew if I'd phoned you at that hour, you either wouldn't believe me or else you would have worried even more.
Well, maybe so. I don't know. You certainly must have been mad at the other girls for not helping you clean up.
Well, I'm never speaking to Patty or Katie again. Never.
Did Jennifer help? You said Jennifer Bowman was going, too.
Yeah, she wasn't there. Her parents wouldn't let her go after all. I wish you hadn't let me go.
What are you talking about?
Why, you begged us to let you.
You were yelling at us that we were old-fashioned and all kinds
of... Did Clark make a pass at you?
No. I was not attacked in any way, shape, or form. Obviously, you have a very undesirable daughter on your hands. You certainly did not need to worry about anything. Oh, I'm going to change my clothes and get to school.
Oh. All right, Debbie. Why does she go on so about not being attractive or desirable, as she puts it? She is pretty, isn't she? Why doesn't somebody make a pass at her?
First you worry they will, now you worry they don't.
Well, she worries about it. Oh, I tell you, this being parents... When Debbie does get married, do you think we'll cry at her wedding?
Of course we'll cry. Buckets.
With relief.
Yes. Yes.
The Little Things in Life with Peg Lynch and Bob Dryden and Irene Wagner as Debbie was written by Peg Lynch, directed by Warren Somerville, produced by Dick Cox and Peg Lynch, and has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. I'm Charles Woods. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.